Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program this evening. And it's good to be back with you, coming to you from Indiana still, instead of those wonderful high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, where we are looking forward to returning to in the near future. Looks like it'll be middle of January. Before we get out of here, God willing, my wife is finishing up her treatment for cancer the first week of January. We certainly hope to be on the road the second week of January, God willing. Don't know how she'll be feeling, but we're going to try anyway. So it's good to be back with you tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program. Wanted to share something that came in here. We have our two police and military associations there in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, and we get about 230 to 250 email a day, and I'm getting them down here on my screen so that I can go through them and answer letters and so forth. We had two letters come in today that I'm answering from fellow lawmen and soldiers, and of course, people in the private sector send me email, too. And so anyway, we're hard at work here. My wife went to her session today, her treatment session, with a good friend. And so I was able to get some work done here with my volunteer work at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And so that's what I've been doing. But we received a letter here from a good friend talking about information circulating at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And it's from Johns Hopkins University Medical Center. And it just makes us think when we read this. It's cancer news from Johns Hopkins, it says. But how many of you believe that the government is here to help you? Our government today is here to help you. Well, I see some hands up there, but very few. And so most of us, when the government says they're coming to help us, we lock the doors and bar the windows and try not to be home when the government says they're coming to help you. And then you're allowed to get your doors kicked in. But anyway, we'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break. Talk to you a little bit about what's going on at Walter Reed Army Medical Center today, with the government coming to help.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and sorry for the suspicious nature here, but I'm sitting here looking at this information being passed out at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, and remembering that, as a matter of fact, that what it is they're trying to prevent people from getting cancer. Now, I would tend to believe these things more if they were coming from the private sector and not those making millions and millions and millions of dollars off treating cancer with establishment cancer treatment like John Hopkins Medical Center. But because it's coming from the military and John Hopkins that have made probably $1 billion off treating cancer patients with establishment treatment. I'm suspicious of this now. You know, they're talking about dioxin here being a carcinogen. Okay, it causes cancer. This old southern boy can't seem to handle that one. Carcinogenic, is that it? A dioxin being carcinogenic, I guess that's the way to say it. And So let me share it with you here. Now, I'm sitting here remembering the first Gulf War soldiers were injected with the experimental drugs, anthrax, that had the squalene poison in it, and other experimental drugs, the BP pills that they had to take, the little white pills, experimental drugs, and then the depleted uranium. And over 15,000, we've heard now, have died from the first Gulf War. And the government's saying, we don't know why. We can't understand it. What do you mean they've died? What? We just don't know. And then I think about them putting doctors, and we just had another one the other day, put in prison for curing cancer with alternative methods. And other illnesses, serious illnesses, being put in prison by our government. And then I think about there being radon gas. Is that what it is that they have the little test for in homes now? I think it's radon gas, isn't it? You have these little pieces of equipment put in there, little gauge of some kind, meter, and it tells you if you have radon gas in your home. Supposed to be very, very deadly for you. Well, think along with me, folks. Don't they have radon gas in these caves and mines that people are going into to be treated for cancer, breathing this stuff in and being healed of various sickness, very bad illnesses and cancer and so forth? And the government's saying radon's bad for us. They said the same thing about ozone, and yet we have ozonators in our home. I have one in our bedroom, and it helps us very, very much. But the government says it's deadly, and we shouldn't have it around us. It should be up in the atmosphere. And so let me leave it there for just a minute, because I asked a good friend to come on the air with me, and she's just called in. Let me catch her. I think she's on her cell phone traveling to her church meeting tonight. So let me drop it right there, and we'll be back, and I'll tell you about what the government is doing to try to cure cancer in patients. Now, and it's being passed around at Walter Reed Army Medical Hospital and so forth. So let's go to our wonderful, most favorite water girl, Debbie Morrow.
Mm-hmm. With
Water Girl, how have you been, Debbie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I need some good water, my dear. Tell us, we're talking about health things right now. We got this report from... I guess John Hopkins University is going to tell us how to cure cancer now, and they've been killing people, you know, with their government treatment for years and years, and putting people in prison for curing people the natural way. So I'm very suspicious when the government's here to help us. But let's go to our favorite water girl, and you tell us about a wonderful water system, folks. All the folks out there need to know about how to be healthy. And I guess the best place to start, Debbie, is with good water, is it not?
It really is, because it's one of the few things that you can absolutely take control of in your life.
Yes.
And people won't think you're too crazy or weird for doing that either. So that's kind of a good thing,
good.
You know. I mean, because most everybody knows drinking water is good for you. It's just a lot of times people don't realize that the water that comes out of the tap or that you buy in the plastic bottle really isn't as good for you as you would think it would be. And so that's why we make the Berkey water filters available, because, one, you can take control of what you're actually drinking and putting in your body, and you can take it anywhere with you.
Well, good.
So,
well, tell us all about it, because everybody wants to be healthier, and we need to be sure we start with good water. That's really the basis of life, is water, and then along comes food in there, but... We got to start with water, so tell us how we can do it, Debbie.
Well, you can call our offices at 1-888-803-4438 and say that you sent us. And
the Officer Jack McLam program?
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
We help support your airtime and RBN. And
you send them a little gift, don't you?
We do. We make Berkey Sport bottles available. Mm-hmm. As a free gift, and especially through the holiday season, we're making extra ones available if you buy more than one Berkey. But the main thing is to, you know, get your Berkey, because one, it's very cost effective. If you will save thousands of dollars every year if you Berkey your water instead of buying bottled water.
Uh-huh.
Berkeys are very, very cost effective. The filters last a really, really long time, several years, and you're purifying the bacteria and the silt and sediment and things like that out of your water. And I was talking to a guy today who called in, and, you know, you were talking about ozones and oxygen and all that stuff when
yeah.
I was on hold.
Uh-huh.
And this guy has this really cool thing that he got. I don't know where he got it from, in China, he said. And it's an oxygenator or something like that.
Yeah.
And he
uh-huh.
takes his Berkey water, and after he Berkeys it, he pumps pure oxygen into it.
Yeah.
And then drinks the water. And he was explaining to me all about that, you know, because I'm always open to learn more so uh-huh. I can find out how to help people better, because people always call me and say, well, where can I get this, and what do you think about that? You know, and I always try to be helpful.
Yeah.
But he was saying that after he Berkeys his water, he pumps this oxygen into his water, and it really, you know, like, is so healthy for you. And I was thinking about, you know, things I've heard about oxygen and, you know, how it repairs tissue and body and the skin and all kinds of stuff. So it made a lot of sense. I'm going to check into that even more
yeah,
myself.
Very good, because we know that cancer can't live in a very good oxygen situation.
Right.
I've heard from numerous doctors and others that if we can just get more oxygen in our system, and there's various ways to do that, that it gives a hard time to cancer, for one thing, and probably does a lot of good for a lot of other things. So that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. He's doing the Berkey first, getting it good and pure, and then putting some extra oxygen in there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Pretty neat.
And I have other customers who, you know, they give me testimony over testimony of, you know, their Berkey water, the different things they do. We have one guy who called me, and he has a winery, and he makes all of his wines with Berkey water.
Well, I'll be doggone.
You know, and things.
That's
so,
neat.
You know, you cook with it, you drink it, you know, it's not just for cooking. And it's not for just emergency. I know a lot of the listeners are, you know, concerned about the future and stock up on preparedness items and things like that. But what's really nice about the Berkey is that not only is it something to use in case of a crisis or an emergency, but it's something that you use every single day.
Yes, if you don't use it every day, you may not have a future. you may not have to be way in the future for some emergency if you are not drinking healthy water. My dear, can you tell us, when we go down to the supermarket, now we got the Berkey, and we don't need to buy that bottled water, but there's all kinds of different bottled waters, and how does the person walking down the aisle know what's in those bottled waters? How can you trust them? That's my concern. Not only
well,
to
really
save
can.
Money with the Berkey, but you don't know what's in those bottles.
That's right, because there aren't any real regulations on that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there have been reports, numerous reports, and not only on alternative programs, but on the national networks, there have been programs showing where, you know, so-and-so bottle company is just taking tap water from their, you know, hose in their yard, you know, and selling it as, you know, special spring water and stuff like that. Because there aren't any regulations on that.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy a couple of days ago, I think it was Monday, and he was the manager of a grocery store, a supermarket, and we were talking about things growing in bottled water. And he said that, you know, many times they would have to, you know, turn water back into the companies because the water was growing.
My goodness, there's something growing in the bottled water. That means it's not pure. Well, Debbie, hang on just a minute, and we'll get back to you folks. Yes, we need to be concerned about our health. Boy, do we know that well in the McLam home right now. We're learning that lesson. So We'll be right back with Debbie Morrow and talk about getting good water into our houses.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, my dear brothers and sisters out there in the listening audience, is there little things growing in your water bottles? As Debbie says, if it sits on the shelf too long, you better look at it before you pick up that bottled water, or much, much better, Berkey your water. Get a Berkey. Let's get back to Debbie. Debbie, go right ahead, my dear.
Hi. Well, you know, when we were talking about growing things in your water, I don't know how many times in the past before I knew about water and things, I would buy, you know, like a 22-ounce bottle of water at the local convenience store.
True,
and
yeah.
And then take a few drinks out of it. And then I live in Texas where it's very hot. Uh-huh. And just leave it in my car for several hours, then go back out in the car, take a couple more drinks out of it, you know, leave it a little longer, stick it in my bag, carry it around, drink on it all day long. I mean, that is so gross when you think about what could be growing in there.
Yes, I guess the only way that can happen, Debbie, isn't it, is that they're truly not, it's not pure water they're putting in there, isn't that right?
Well, there's between that and between your backwashing into it, yuck, you know. I mean, yeah. It's gross. But we have Berkey sport bottles that have an actual filter at the end of the straw.
Yes.
So that when you're drinking your bottled water in your car while you're on the go or, you know, going to work or different places, you can actually drink through the Berkey Sport bottle and know that what's coming up the straw is pure.
Well, that's a good thought. I'd hate to have little squiggly things in my throat as I'm drinking one down the road and not know it. Okay, Debbie, what kind of a deal can you give us, my dear?
Well, we can do the Berkey Lights for Christmas presents.
You can get
a Berkey Light and get a free Berkey Sport bottle with it for your order. And we're still able to get orders out before Christmas.
Hey, that's good.
Obviously, I'm not there answering the phones right now, but you can leave a message, and in the morning I'll call you and take your order.
Okay.
We also have shower filters that make great stacking stuffers. We have Berkey Sport bottles, you know, and we're not back-ordered really on just about any products. We might be on one or two, but we have the main things, so
What a great gift that would be for Christmas. My goodness gracious. Good water in your home for years.
Mm-hmm.
Save you money at the same time. Debbie, so they'll call this number. Give them the number again, and they just say that they were listening to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Right.
And you'll send them a sport bottle as a little gift, right?
That's right.
When they order.
Uh-huh. Yep, and we'll help support your airtime.
Yes, you do, my
really
dear.
Good.
Yeah, that's really good. We appreciate that so much.
So
go ahead and give out that number.
They can call 1-888-803-4438. And I'll repeat it. It's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to our website, which is berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And then be sure to put in the comments that they heard it on your show. And we'll be sure to include the Berkey Sport bottle as well as support your time with that.
Yeah, I still need to get a Berkey Sport bottle off of you, my dear. My wife and I, as you know, is out of town on this challenge to her health. But when we get back, we want to run down a couple sport bottles from you because we are on the go quite a bit. And that would be great to have with us in our vehicles, you know?
It would be. I didn't realize that you didn't have one, or I'd have gotten one to you a long time ago. I have a good Christmas joke for you.
Okay. What's that?
And to your listeners, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody's going to love this. Okay. Three little boys are sitting outside of the principal's office. And the first little boy says, "Oh, man, I am in so much trouble. I said the F word."
Uh-oh.
And the second little boy said, "I know I'm in a lot of trouble, too. I said the SH word." And the third little boy, who was kind of a nerdy little boy, he was sitting there and he said, "Yeah, I'm really in trouble. I said Christmas."
Oh, boy. Yes, he's in the worst trouble nowadays. Debbie, we love you, my dear. Thank you for making us more healthy, okay?
Okay.
God bless
you. Take care.
Bless okay.
you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye now. Yeah, what a sweet little water girl we have. Let me tell you, folks. Yeah, Debbie is such a sweetie. And you know, Berkey is about the best you can do. It's the best you can do. And it does save you a lot of money. You know, if you're down running getting these water bottles that you don't know what's in it there at the grocery store, you don't have to do that, folks. You can make it all right at your house and carry your sport bottle that you get for free if you order a Berkey for listening to the Officer Jack McLam program here and letting them know. And you're all set. We have ours, and our dear sister Carol has hers, and we're promoting them everywhere we can because our body, what is it, 87% or 97% water the body is? Something incredible. Your body's made out of water, and the doctors say today that probably 75-80% of the people are dehydrated. They don't drink enough water. So my bride and I have really been drinking the water. It's very good for you, but you got to drink good water. So Debbie, thank you, sister, for all you do. And then also they turn around and give some money if you buy and let them know that you heard it on the Officer Jack McLam program. They give some money to our airtime here, our shortwave time, and that's fantastic. So anyway, folks, we'll be right back with the Officer Jack McLam program. I want to get into this letter from John Hopkins here that's being passed around at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and get your opinion on what you think. We'll be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome back to the program, folks. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, and I'm sorry that I'm a little skeptical here. Many years of dealing with my government, about 35 years, matter of fact, as a soldier and then as a police officer, and I just am concerned now because I'm trying to learn more healthy things. I'm not a medical person at all, an old retired cop, but I want to be healthy. And so I listen and read on medical things and health things. And I'd heard that you don't put your plastic water bottles in the freezer because it releases toxins. It is petrochemicals, of course, the plastic water bottle. And so you shouldn't do that. And so I stopped doing that, by the way. And I put a glass in the freezer to cool my water down. And then use the ice in the glass, and I've been trying to do these things that I've heard about. But now, one of the organizations that makes billions of dollars, or probably at least $1 billion off cancer, John Hopkins Medical Center, and in the cancer industry very, very deep. And then our government is, of course, putting carcinogens is had into vaccines, according to Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Lenny Horowitz, says that vaccines have been tested and they have carcinogens. I'll probably never get to say that word right. Carcinogens. There we go. Thank you, Paul. Carcinogens. Okay. Into vaccines that we don't know about that give you cancer. The government wants population control, and so Dr. Lorraine Day says we're up to one out of two Americans today are getting cancer. And then we have our government, as I said, saying radon is bad for you, and yet we have people going to radon, breathing in radon in mines, and it's healing them of all kinds of things. And then we have doctors being put in prison, another one last week who's been curing cancer and et cetera through natural healing methods are going to prison because the government doesn't want us to have these kinds of cure. So I'm just a little skeptical, but let me share this with you. This is the information being circulated now at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. It says dioxin carcinogens cause cancer, especially breast cancer. Don't freeze your plastic water bottles with water as this releases dioxins in the plastic. Dr. Edward Fujimoto from Castle Hospital was on a TV program explaining this health hazard. He was the manager of the wellness program at the hospital. He was talking about dioxins and how bad they are for us. He said that we should not be heating our food in a microwave using plastic containers. This applies to foods that contain fat. He said that the combination of fat, high heat, and plastics releases dioxins into the food and ultimately in the cells of the body. Dioxins are carcinogens and highly toxic to the cells of our body, he says. Instead, he recommends using glass, Corningware, or ceramic containers for heating food. You get the same results without the dioxins, he says. So such things as TV dinners, instant ramen and soups, etc., should be removed from the container and heated in something else. Paper isn't bad, but you don't know what's in the paper, so it's safer to use tempered glass, Corningware, etc. He said we might remember when some of the fast food restaurants moved away from foam containers to paper. The dioxin problem is one of those reasons. To add to this, saran wrap placed over food, he said, as we nuke it in the microwave, with the high heat, actually drips poisonous toxins into the food. Use paper towels instead. So, my question to you folks is, how do we trust? Who do we trust out there? Radon is bad and is killing you. Ozone is bad and is killing us. We don't want ozone. We don't want radon. Gulf War victims, 15,000 now are dead. The government doesn't know why, but they poisoned them. And now we've got dioxin coming from all of these things. Who do we trust, folks? Who do we trust? Now, I'm not a medical person at all. Some of you may be, but give me a call, will you, and tell me what you think. The government, of course, is here to help us now and save us from cancer. And so here we go. You can call in tonight on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and tell this old cop who you trust, okay? Like I say, John Hopkins University Medical Center has been an establishment group that has made probably over $1 billion off this establishment cancer treatment. And they, as we know, the medical association has no desire whatsoever to find a cancer cure. No desire whatsoever. They make billions of dollars, the doctors do, every year off cancer. And so anyway, let me know. Let's go right now, though, to our dear friend Clay Baker, who's up there in our one of our 11 Christian constitutional communities up there in Idaho County, Idaho. Clay is a good American. He's a Christian man. He and his wife, Sally, are very, very good friends and great Americans. And he sends us this, and I'm so happy he did, about a new school prayer. And it's coming from a young man, I believe. And I want to share it with you here. This is the new school prayer. And it goes like this. Now I set me down in school, where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scriptures now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in the public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress as freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make. Should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. Clay, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much. Sad, but so, so true, folks. This is what your children are undergoing in the government brain laundry, the government indoctrination centers called schools today. And leading right into that, let's share this with you. A Christmas witch in Wisconsin public schools. Wisconsin elementary school changes silent night to old cold in the night while decorating for a Christmas witch. In Dodgeville, Wisconsin, Ridgeway Elementary School's winter program has changed the name of silent night to cold in the night. Sung to the tune of Silent Night, the lyrics include, cold in the night, no one in sight, winter winds whirl and bite, how I wish I were happy and warm, safe with my family out of the storm. The winter program included decorating classrooms with Santa Claus, Kwanzaa symbols, menorahs, and Labafana, a Christmas witch. Also in Wisconsin, the Glendale River Schools School District has banned every Christmas song which has any Christian motive or theme whatsoever. But while banning Christmas, the Christian Christmas songs, the district permits secular holiday songs as long as songs celebrating Hanukkah, as well as songs celebrating Hanukkah. In defending this policy, Francis Smith, the district administrator, says that the Hanukkah songs are more culture than spiritual. What these schools are doing to our children is not educating, it's indoctrination, and they are using Christmas as an excuse. Following the lead of the National Education Association, a communist organization, Wisconsin educational teachers preach tolerance and diversity while being highly intolerant to Christians. Most of the residents of Wisconsin are tolerant, but not their educational leaders. Banning nativity scenes, banning Christmas songs in school, banning Christmas in advertising, calling a Christmas tree now a holiday tree, calling a Christmas parade a holiday parade, refusing to mention the reason for the season, which is Christ our Lord. It is time to take a stand for our children, our families, our faith, and our freedom. Educational leaders in your state could be the next officials to join this anti-Christian bigotry parade. I urge you to email Wisconsin Governor Governor Jim Doyle and Wisconsin State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster and ask them to stop this intolerant anti-Christian bigotry. This comes to me from an old friend, Don E. Wildman, Pastor Don E. Wildman, founder and chairman of American Family Association. Folks, you know why this is happening, don't you? You know why this is happening. There's only one reason this is happening, is because Christians have withdrawn from the battle for God and country. That's the only reason. It didn't used to happen because people would stand up and speak out. It's just like I'm looking right now at my screen here, and there's a father who's just been arrested in a school meeting because he's been telling the school that he doesn't want his little children in elementary school to be learning all the lesbianism and the sodomite training so they can grow up and be good little sodomites and lesbians. And he was just arrested because they refused to take his children and let him know when that training was coming up to turn our children into deviants. And he's been arrested. Well, God bless him. He's up there standing up. But you know, if there'd been 50 parents in there with him, they wouldn't have been arrested. The administration would have done something. But because he has to go in alone, they can pretty much trample all over you. And that's what they're doing today, folks. And so if we want to stop this anti-Christian thing, first of all, you're going to have to do it without your pastor's help, because your pastor is a government agent. I'm not kidding you. I mean that. We've had this from the courts in America, that you have government churches, and the head of the government churches is a government agent called the pastor. Don't argue about that. It's in the writings of Judges. Some of you will remember Dr. Sullivan, Pastor Dr. Sullivan, in North Dakota, I think it was. I think, Carol, is that right? North Dakota, or was it Nebraska? Anyway, he wrote the book from prison, the first padlocked church. And his church was padlocked because he was teaching his children in a Christian school from materials not issued by the communist NEA, National Education Association, humanist organization. And so he went to prison, he went to jail, and they padlocked his church and drug all the parents out and put a lot of them in jail. And he wrote this book from prison and said that the judge, when he went before the judge asked him, the state judge of, was it Nebraska? I think it was. Yes, I think it was Nebraska, now that I think about it. But the state judge asked him right in the courtroom, he says, Dr. Sullivan, do you have a corporation, a state corporation, for your church? Now, Dr. Sullivan, very proudly, said, yes, sir, we certainly do. We obey the law. We have a state corporation for the church. And the judge looked at him directly, and this is in his book, The First Padlocked Church in America. The judge looked at him and says, well, then, doctor, the state can come in and burn your church down if it wants to, because it's a state organization. It's owned by the state. Well, Dr. Everett Sullivan almost fell out of his chair or his shoes there. I guess he's probably standing up at the podium talking to the judge at the bar, I guess they say. Probably needed a couple drinks at that time because he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. He didn't know he was a government institution because he was in a corporation. And then along with that, he had a 501c3 from the federal government, which is a license that you have. The government then controls what you can say from the pulpit, and you can't preach the whole word of God, or they come in and drag you off to jail. So, folks, what I'm saying is don't trust your pastor to tell you to stand up against these type of things, because he won't. He's a government agent, and if he says it, the government comes in, take his 501c3 tax exemption, because that's a license from the federal government, could even take his state charter away from him, his state corporation, and padlock the church because he tells you to get up and do what God told you to do, and that's be there in the face of evil and tyranny and stand up and speak out against it. But you can't do it, can you? Because the preacher's not going to tell you that. He's going to be very silent on these issues. Most of them, not all of them. There's some good pastors out there that believe in doing the Word of God, preaching the Word of God rather than preaching what the state wants them to preach, but very, very few. So, anyway, we have a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. I'm on kind of a tirade right now. I'm so sick that Christians are so afraid because their pastors have told them, brother on the line there, I was in Phoenix for many, many years, as you know, as a lawman, and we would each year go march once a year in the March for Life, you know, for against abortion. And we would try to get the pastors of a city of 2 million people, 2.5 million people, many, many Christian pastors, to announce once a year to come out and at least march in the pro-life rally and march across the city of Phoenix. And they refused to do it because they were scared to death that the government would come in, take their 501c3s, and so we'd have like 10,000 people marching with us. And we should have had 1.5 million people, and would have had, had the ministers not been afraid. Brother, hang on to the line. We'll be right back with you after the break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Well, folks, lastly, I just want to say, get your children out of the government cesspool called education. Do that. Your children are just being destroyed in there. Until Christians line up and go to the council meetings and change it, get your children out. Let's go right now to Sam in West Virginia. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Jack?
Doing well.
I'm honored to say that our pastor is not a officer of the state.
Fantastic.
His name is Brother Butch Paul.
Well, fantastic. I know that. I know Brother Paul. That's right.
Yeah, we have the opportunity to fellowship with him. And
good deal.
One thing you were reading there about Christmas and all these things that people are doing.
Yeah.
To be honest, that don't bother me too much that they do these things. The reason is because we don't celebrate Christmas because of when they celebrate it and all the pagan rituals and, well, even the Christmas tree itself is not a Christian.
That's right. It's a pagan thing.
Yeah. So basically, if you look at it, what they're doing is they're taking the Christianity back out of the pagan side of it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
They're separating it. So maybe we can purify it, because I believe that you can Christianize paganism, but you cannot paganize Christianity.
You're right, brother. Absolutely. Christmas is a pagan holiday. Jesus wasn't born in the winter, of course. We know that. The lambs were lambing in the springtime, and so we know that. But it's just an example of how they're taking Christ out of everything, the pagan holiday.
This is true. But now what we need to do is see everybody listening and the sound of our voices. I can prove Jesus was born during the time of, I believe during the time of Tabernacles, but he was born in about September.
September, okay. Either the fall or spring. I forgot what it was.
If you look at the first chapter of Luke, and read first chapter of Luke, it'll tell you when Mary was pregnant. If you do the time of Abib, when Zechariah did his time in the temple, okay?
Yes.
And do the math. I can't, there's too much, not enough time on the radio to do it tonight.
Yeah. I've got a couple other callers on here too.
If people would look it up, read first chapter of Luke, they'll find out that's when Jesus was born.
Well, Brother Sam, very good information. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay.
All right. God bless.
All right. God bless you now, Sam. Let's go to John in Arizona. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother.
Well, Brother Jack, I want to tell you that I've been out there spreading the word for you, and I mean for all of us, really. I've handed out three or four of your Police and Military Against the New World Order books in the last week.
Bless you, brother.
Today I just handed out two to two special prior special forces. Military personnel, and one of them has got a son over in Iraq, and he was so proud that he has a son over in Iraq.
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't want to, you know,
don't rain on his parade.
I didn't want to rain on his parade too much, but I told him, I said, you know, I've got some information you really need to take a look at.
Good.
He says, well, what about 9/11? What do you think about that? I says, well, you want me to be real honest with you? And I says, I think it was a CIA front operation. And he says, well, I don't want you to give me any information. And I says, well, I'll tell you what, you guys, you're closed-minded. I said, you really need to open up your mind right now because our country is heading very much in the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what it's going to take, Brother Jack, to get these people to realize what's going on.
Well, we do it every day, and believe me, that is in his brain. And you give information that's true to people, and one day the light's going to come on, John. So praise God for what you're doing, brother. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Lord bless you now. Charles, we missed you in California. Call back tomorrow evening if you would. Love to hear your thoughts, okay? So, Charles, sorry we couldn't get you on. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. I tell you, we can do anything with God's help if we just stand up and ask the Lord to use us and then go forward and do what he tells us to do. We can do anything. God is a great God, and he's there waiting for us to just say, use me, Lord, use me. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.